What if a computer program could be a work of art, a puzzle, and a functioning tool all at the same time? I'm talking about code so cleverly disguised as a picture you'd never guess what it does. We're joined by an expert who has followed one of the most fascinating programming contests in the world for years.
It's a pleasure to be here. You're talking about the International Obfuscated C Code Contest, or the IOCCC. It's a celebration of writing the most creatively baffling yet functional C code imaginable. The source code itself has to be a piece of ASCII art.
So the picture is the program. Let's start with an iconic one. This one looks like an old British police box.
Ah, a classic. That program, when you compile and run it, doesn't just print a message, it procedurally generates the entire original opening sequence of the TV show Doctor Who right in your terminal. The swirling vortex, the music, everything.
That's amazing! But I saw another one that looked like a simple postage stamp. It seemed much smaller, much less complex. What could that possibly do?
That one is deceptive. It's a full-blown 3D physics simulator for a spinning top. It even reads the shape of the top from a file, so you can design your own. It calculates revolutions per minute, simulates precession, the wobble, and eventually crashes realistically.
A physics engine that looks like a stamp. That's fantastic. How do you even begin to debug something like that? Do you just stare at it and pray?
I suspect there's a lot of that. The skill isn't just in writing the code, but in compressing a huge idea into a tiny, artistic, and often unreadable form. It's like building a ship in a bottle if the bottle was also one of the ship's sails.
Okay, that's a great analogy. Now, there was one that was just a drawing of an anime character. It was beautiful, but I can't imagine what it would do. Is it a game?
That entry is a technical masterpiece. It's what's known as a polyglot. The same source code file can be compiled and run as a C program. But, and this is the part that bends your mind, you can also run it directly with the Ruby interpreter or the Perl interpreter, and it works perfectly in all three languages, doing slightly different things each time.
Wait, one file is three different programs in three different languages at once? How is that even possible?
It's an exercise in exploiting the overlapping syntax of the languages. Every line, every symbol, has to be valid in C, Ruby, and Perl simultaneously. The creator found the perfect intersection. It's a bit like writing a sentence that is grammatically correct in English, French, and German all at once.
That's just showing off. But I have to ask, some entries seem simpler. I saw one that just created a random lightning bolt on the screen. Is that really in the same league as a 3D simulator?
That's a fair point. The genius isn't always in the spectacle of the output. Sometimes it's about the constraints. To make any kind of animation, however simple, in that few characters, disguised as a lightning bolt itself, that's the art form. The elegance is in the minimalism.
Okay, I think I'm getting it. But then there's the Game Boy. I saw an entry that was a perfect, detailed ASCII drawing of a classic Game Boy.
And that drawing is a functional Game Boy emulator. You can load a game file, like Tetris or 2048, and play it right there in your terminal. The code that looks like the screen is the screen. The code that looks like the buttons maps to your keyboard.
That can't be real.
It's very real. It's one of the most famous winners, and for good reason. It perfectly captures the spirit of the contest, an unbelievable technical feat wrapped in a beautiful nostalgic package.
So we've had simulators, emulators, polyglot code. What could possibly top that? I saw one that was just a giant letter L. What's the story there?
That letter L might be the most ambitious of them all. When you run it, it boots up a tiny, self-contained Linux system emulator. It's a virtual machine. You get a command prompt, and you can run programs inside of it, all generated from that L.
So I could run commands inside the letter L?
You can. You can list files, you can run simple scripts, you can even run a fork bomb to crash the tiny virtual system you just created. The judges noted that when they first ran it, they thought their own computer had rebooted. It was that convincing.
Wow,
I am officially speechless. From a TV intro to a whole operating system, all hidden in plain sight as art.
It reminds you that code can be a medium for puzzles, for art, and for pure, unadulterated cleverness.
So the next time you see weird ASCII art, look closer. It might just be a supercomputer in disguise. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.